True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy. I think Sonny is a very talented major league pitcher. The seasons that he's put up pretty consistently indicate that to be the case. That said, we still intend to improve our team, and exactly what that looks like, we don't know right now, but we'll continue to explore opportunities and figure out where that takes us. You know, I don't want to, you know, kind of paint anyone and ourselves into a corner here. We felt like there was an opportunity to upgrade our rotation in 2026, and so we did that. You know, it's early in the off season. There are still opportunities that I anticipate materializing. Exactly what those look like, I'm not sure, but we're not going to close off any chance to make the team better.
Enough is enough. One more time.
Enough is enough.
How many times do we have to? KJ and Lyons, WEEI, happy Thanksgiving. Craig Breslow on the acquisition of Sonny Gray. You might as well have gotten Sonny Corleone, because what's going to end up probably happening with Sonny Gray is they massacred my boy. Like, John, when you see someone like Dylan Cease go off the board the next day, tell me it doesn't make you sick to your stomach to say, well, did you make a call for Dylan Cease? And if you did, and if 210 is not enough, you didn't have enough, why are we to believe that you're going to have enough for anybody?
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Cease would have been my preferred choice of the two. But I think, look, this deal comes down to me, what they do the rest of the offseason. Like, if Sonny Gray is one of two starters that they acquire, and the other one is a legit two, because Sonny Gray's interesting because he's older, right? He's, what, 36 years old now, and the ERA number last year, 4.28, looks bad. Strikeout rate, though, 5.3, was fourth in the majors, and fourth in the majors behind Skubal, Crochet, Brian Wu. Like, that's clearly the strikeout rate thing, KJ, is clearly important to this Red Sox front office staff. Garrett Crochet's last year with the White Sox, he was number one in the MLB in strikeout-to-walk ratio, and they went out and traded for him. Sonny Gray was fourth last year. They went out and traded for him. Dylan Cease, by the way, also was really good in that department. So the Cease-Gray thing is interesting because both guys had higher ERAs last year, but some of those underlying metrics were a lot better, and they're guys with good track records. Gray obviously cost you two players, but I don't think it's players that are going to hurt you long-term in a lot less money. So if Gray is the only pitching addition they make, I'll be pretty frustrated. If he is one of two guys they bring in the rotation, and then, you know, they have Crochet, then a two, then either Bayo and Gray, you know, that's your 3-4, and then say Connelly early, and combination of him and Tolley are the fifth guy all year, then I'll like it a lot. So it just, to me, this move, I like Sonny Gray. This move hinges more, though, on how does it fit in their larger picture of the offseason when we look back on things in a few months.
What you mentioned the strikeout number, right? Well, the Cardinals had the third worst away total wins last year. So you know what that tells me. Dudes are swinging towards the end of the game. They've already pretty much, the opponent's pretty much won, right? I'm just going to swing through. I can have dinner at home. Like, I think the real metrics that I think the fans want to see is a dog that can win games, right? Like, when you got Crochet, you were like, that guy was a monster on the worst team probably ever put on a field when he was with the White Sox. He was the one shining moment, right? He was the only reason why you went to go see the White Sox. Like, with Sonny Gray, if you're saying, well, he used to be the top of a rotation guy, okay, so now we're looking for fallen angels? Now, here's the other side that I wonder why Sonny Gray hasn't been put into that second position just yet. Do you think Breslow is still waiting to officially make Bayo the number two? Like, is this kind of to placate Bayo a bit? I think that's what it is.
It could look, because he did repeatedly say, like, I don't want us to back ourselves into corners. I don't want to put numbers on guys now. And, like, you look at last year's rotation. Okay, Crochet was a, you know, could have won the Cy Young. He's Cy Young candidate guy all year, elite player. But you remember, June, July, and August, the combination of Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito was the best trio of starting pitchers in the major leagues for those 3 months. Those guys were elite. And then, of course, you know, injury, they kind of tailed off. I mean, Crochet was good all along, but Giolito and Bayo tailed off later in the year in September. And can Sonny Gray give you, maybe not that elite level Giolito gave you those 3 months, but a more stable entire season, then that's great in your, you know, third slot of your rotation. So are they betting on Bayo taking another step forward? Because it felt like last year to me was a step forward overall for Bayo. Because first of all, he actually pitched an entire year. Second of all, he did have those 3 months where he was terrific. And it also felt like, you remember in the past where Bayo would give up a run or there would be an error and things would snowball and he would get frustrated. And
so this is the baby. So we're babysitting Bayo now.
Yeah, but no, but what I'm saying is I wonder, it felt like last year he started to move past that a little bit. Are they anticipating he's going to take another step forward and he's actually going to be a two this? I mean, I think they'd be much better off if Gray and Bayo were your 3-4, whatever combination you want, and someone else is a two. But I wonder, do they think Bayo is going to continue to ascend and have a full good year and be the two?
Or you say Sonny Gray's our number two, and whatever emotional pet or animal that Bayo needs about that, he'll deal with that. I think that's what it is, because you will have a little more control over, you have more control over Bayo than probably anybody that you bring in, right? Because Bayo's the person you grew. You got the favorable deal. You've signed him to the extension, so you know you've got him. But at the same time, you'd almost have to say, did we sign him to just be the number three moving forward, or is he supposed to be the number two?
He turns 27 in May. So I wonder if they are anticipating, like, hey, last year was, you know, a year, an ERA of 3.35, which is by far the best in his career. You know, his body language and mindset seemed the best it was. I wonder if they're saying, hey, at 27 years old in May, this is going to be what is fifth season overall, but fourth full one. He's going to grow into a number two. I mean, look, it's, I'm not saying it's impossible.
His shoulders just might go sunken because the this is why I think Bayo said, well, we can't put a number on him. Because if you put a number on Gray now, two things happen. One, people go absolutely bat, you know what, if it's this is who the number two is going to be, and you're going to hear all that, so that delays that too. But I think also if you say, well, this is the number two, then Bayo's probably thinking, well, I was your number two last year, so what's changed considering I pitched, like you said, I pitched the whole season down the stretch. At one point, I was as hot as Crochet. So, but we all know this, Crochet was the new car that you went and bought last year, right? That's the Red Sox finally went and bought a brand new car that's luxury, right? They went and bought a luxury vehicle. Yeah. I think this year people are saying, hey, maybe you go to one of these like renter car places and go find one of these lightly used expensive cars to be the number two, right? Like, this is why you're hearing people talk about Joe Ryan. I've been the one that say, like, hey, if I'm the Twins, if I didn't give up Joe Ryan during the trade deadline, why am I giving him up now? So you probably don't want to meet that price, but with Sonny Gray, it gives you kind of this chance to hide. Maybe he is the three. Maybe he's the Buehler Giolito hybrid that, you know, that
actually gives you a full good year.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so maybe that's the guy.
The only other thing that I think is a possibility here is now that they have Gray, if they want to, say, get a Joe Ryan, even if you want to throw Hunter Green in that mix in Cincinnati, are they now willing to trade Bayo to make that happen? Like, because he's got the contract, he's 27, like, he would be attractive. Like, a team like the Twins that's rebuilding, Bayo's a couple years younger than Joe Ryan, maybe, and he's longer team control, maybe that's attractive. I don't know. Like, that's another potential possible. Like, I think they would be at their best if they got another number two and kept Gray and Bayo as part of the rotation, but maybe there's somebody out there that they think is such an upgrade, maybe even, dare I say, a 1A to Crochet, that they'd be willing to give up a Bayo to make that happen.
Well, why it may not happen, something that I discovered with FSG Group. We'll tell you about that next. Plus, we'll get to your call, 617-779-7937. Happy Thanksgiving, KJ and Lyons. Time to trend now with Jackson Burns.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Awaken 180. The Celtics snapped the Pistons' 13-game win streak last night with a 117-114 win, with Jaylen Brown leading the way with 33 points and 10 rebounds. The Bruins, they complete the year sweep of the Islanders, taking them down 3-1 with Alex Steeves netting two goals, including the game winner. Excellent slate of games for your Thanksgiving today, starting with the Packers and Lions at 1, the Chiefs in Dallas at 4:15, and Cincinnati and Baltimore cap it off at 8 o'clock. All three games you can hear right here on 93.7 WEEI. And you just heard KJ Lyons talking about it. The Blue Jays make their biggest free agent signing ever, inking a 7-year, $210 million deal with Dylan Cease, whose name I forgot because I didn't write it down. But that's okay. Trending's brought to you by Awaken 180. As Massachusetts insurance plans renew next year, most are pulling back GLP-1 coverage for weight loss. Awaken 180 is here to help with $500 off your Awaken 180 program. Lose it once and keep it off with the solution for weight loss. Awaken180weightloss.com. More KJ Lyons.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
After this.
Yeah, he was somebody that we had interest in, but, you know, it's early in the offseason, and there's interest across a whole span of players. But, you know, I just think it could make sense given our interest in building the best team we possibly can in 2026, and that potentially lining up with what St. Louis is trying to accomplish. And when you think about, you know, what Sonny has been in this league, it's a guy who's pitched at the front of rotations. And, you know, those things that we think pitchers carry from year to year, things like strikeout rates and walk rates and ability to, you know, to stay off barrels, he excels there. So we're really excited about adding a guy that, you know, is coming off back-to-back 200 strikeout seasons and, you know, shouldering significant workload.
KJ and Lyons, happy Thanksgiving. 617-779-7937. Shortly, we'll get into what are the Red Sox really going to, are they really going to spend? Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, thank you so much for joining KJ and Lyons. Happy Thanksgiving. You're on the air.
Same to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Best of health. Look, I look at the salaries going through the roof. Look at Cease yesterday. And here's a pitcher who had a 4.5 ERA for a 90-win team. And now this guy's getting 210 over 7 years. Look, Gray's okay. I mean, you know, if you were just adding Gray, you can say, okay, fine. But this team, as you said, this team needs a 1-8. And I look at this as though you traded two prospects, especially the left-hander. Somebody might say, you know, this guy throws almost 100 miles an hour. You could have packaged him with something else, a Brayo or something else, and went after a better pitcher, more of a number one. That look, to a bat, you're probably going to have to get that in free agency. You want to sign Alonso, look at him to close, sign him. A pitcher you're going to have to trade for. You're going to have to give something up. Now, Gray's okay, but Gray's not what you need. You need that second. I mean, I'm a little boy. It was Koufax and Drysdale. You need that number two, 1A starter. This is not it. I don't know even why they did this. They could have packaged a better deal. You know, to me, that's what it would have did. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thanks for the time.
You too. Thanks, Ralph. Yeah, John, I kind of agree where it's like, you can't do this tap dance thing, especially if you got it right. Like, strike while the iron's hot, right? You got Crochet last year, master brilliant stroke of genius there. Whatever you were able to do, like, you don't have to go get someone as big, but maybe a person who's a name that, you know, I don't know, like maybe Jordan Montgomery or one of the guys that are in Arizona that they didn't peel off, would be an ideal number two, someone who's coming out of their one phase, who's now a two guy, or, you know, or Nathan Eovaldi, who seems to be the eternal number two at this point. So, like, it just feels like they'll be happy with an ace at number one, and then try and figure out who the number two is amongst the bodies that are in the building.
Yeah, I think though, if you're gonna really try to win a World Series, I'm not saying you have to have two aces, but you have to have two legit front of the rotation starters. And you can go through when the Red Sox have won World Series this century. I mean, it was Pedro and Schilling, then Beckett and Schilling, then Lester and Lackey, then Price and Sale, right? You can look at it from a Red Sox perspective, but even around the league, look at the Dodgers and that rotation this year. I mean, the Dodgers bullpen was not that good this postseason. They leaned on their starters, including using Yamamoto all over the place in mm-hmm. that World Series, and they won the World Series. And it's not just the Dodgers either. I mean, the Astros, when they've won World Series, I mean, they went out and traded for Verlander in 17. They had Framber Valdez emerge a couple years ago when they won it in 22. So if you're going to win a World Series, I think you have to have two front of the rotation caliber starters. And you just look in, let's just look in the AL
John,
East.
Well, John, let me put it in a bigger perspective, even just the World Series, because I don't think this team is World Series ready. However,
World Series ready if they get one of those arms at the front of the rotation.
I'm not going to dream and then expect someone to suddenly bring me a brand new cotton sheet to the next. I'm not going to do that. But they do need a second starter because they're a wild card team, right? And so if everything comes down to you've got to win two out of three games or you've got to win two games, I don't want to be in the situation where you're like, okay, Crochet wins game one, feeling like you're giving away game two, and now when you get to game three, what you saw in the playoffs against the Yankees, right? If there's a second starter, there's no way the Red Sox lose to the Yankees. Then once you start getting into the playoffs, your ALCSs and ALDSs, now you're like, okay, by time we get to that third starter, we may only be down 2-1 at worst, you would think. If you're down 3-0, well, there's only one story that solves that, and you don't have that roster. So if you get to a game three and it's now 2-1, at least once you get to game four, you're back to your number one starter. But if you've only got two starters and you're down game one, say you're down by game three, you're down 2-1. Are we now rushing? Are we rushing to get back to that top starter again?
Well, and I think that's where you look at You get into a playoff series, like, you feel good about Crochet. Like, if Sonny Gray is your starter for game two of a playoff series, that's not bad. But I think you'd feel a lot better if Sonny Gray was your starter for game three, Brian Bayo was your starter for game four, or vice versa, and you had somebody else as your starter for game two, I think you would feel a lot better.
So let's put this in perspective of last season. As you get into game two, and let's say Sonny Gray is on this team.
By the way, Sonny Gray in his whole career, only 6 playoff starts. He's been on a lot of teams that have missed the playoffs.
Yeah, Sonny Gray, I'm kind of like,
he's got like 330 career starts, but only, and again, I'm not telling you that, it's just, it's not like this is, and Crochet didn't have a lot of playoff experience, and he was great against the Yankees.
Yeah, but Crochet had fire coming from his arm from day one.
Exactly, right? So it is something just, it's worth noting, right? I mean, it's as long as Sonny Gray's career has been, only 6 playoff starts.
Well, so last season, like, would you rather had Bayo as the number two starter based on what you saw from him last season, going into game two against the Yankees, or would you have said, I wish we had a Sonny Gray to pitch here?
So I would have, honestly, at that time, I would have preferred a Sonny Gray. Because you remember Bayo's month of September, how his, I think his ERA was around 5 after being below 3 all summer. It felt like the wheels were starting to come off in September and as they got into October. So,
but Sonny Gray's ERA for the whole season is 4.5.
Sure, and Bayo's, again, and Bayo's in September was, what, 5? So, like, that's the issue there.
I guess what I'm getting at here is, would you have rather taken a Bayo who you know what he looks like when he's lights out, or would you have taken a Sonny Gray who just kind of gave you just kind of a meandering 4.5 ERA with a team that was like, what, six games under 500?
Yeah, the Cardinals were not that good.
Not that good, but as bad as expected to be.
And Gray was weird too last year, because I think it was like July, his ERA was like 8, and then in September it was like 5, but then he had other months where like it was under 3. Like,
Again?
Yeah,
at one point it was 8.
In July, the month of July, his ERA was 8. But the month of June, it was 2.5. Like, it was kind of all over the place.
So you would say probably the real middle there is probably somewhere around 5, right? So with Bayo's worst month, what was like 5, and then his hottest month was just a tick over 2? Wasn't like 2.12 or something like that at one point for Bayo?
His best month of the year, I'm just looking at it, 2.27. Yeah, over 2. Yeah.
So if one guy's got a 2.2 as his best month and his worst month as a 5, and then I got another guy whose best month was a 5, or about a 2, or a 2 something, but his worst was an 8, I'm going to say I might still lean to Bayo, and maybe this is what Sonny Gray is really designed to do. If Bayo can't put it together consistently and dominating where you feel like a 1-2, because I think when you go into the season, Bayo's your number 2, unless somebody...
Yeah, unless they get somebody, I think he enters as your 2 and Gray's your 3.
So you want to know why I think they don't get anybody? I went and looked at FSG spending, all right? For the Red Sox last year, they spent $203 million, 10th. Call them a top 14 team in Major League Baseball. I don't think the Red Sox are a title contender as currently constructed. So that it usually means spend more, because what you have coming up the pike is already here, right? So the whole thing is like, what the future you have coming, they're not ready yet. Liverpool, they spent $205 million U.S. They're ranked 3rd now. They're ranked 3rd in the Champions League. They won the Premier League and the UEFA's Champions League last year. The Penguins, they spent $88 million. They're $7 million under the cap. They're like one of the lowest spending teams in the NHL. So with Liverpool and the Red Sox, they spend about the same amount of real money. One gets you really, really big returns and results. The other one, you're still trying to turn the rotisserie chicken and figure out, is this thing cooked or is it still raw? Which one do you think that is?
Yeah, and I think, too, you look at Henry's ownership of the Red Sox. They've won 4 World Series this century. All 4 times they've been top 3 in payroll, right? Not top 14, right? Top 3 in payroll. And we've heard them talk about how they're kind of in their window of contention now. And look, we can go back and relitigate how the last few years, them saying they weren't ready yet and that's why they weren't spending was kind of BS anyway. But now they're saying they're in that window and they're going to spend more. This is an opportunity to do that, right? So you bring in Sonny Gray. Let's not forget, the Cardinals are eating, what, half his salary? They're sending $20 million to the Red Sox as part of his salary. So they're already eating half his salary.
So I guess that missed bat rate doesn't matter that much to St. Louis, huh?
Yeah. No, not so much. But they're eating $20 million. So I mean, this is, if you're going to spend, it's what other year are you going to do it? I mean, as good as Roman Anthony looked last year and Crochet and Chapman looked last year too, and Lou Maloney said this to us a couple weeks ago, and he was right. Like, Chapman is obviously not going to be as good as he was last year, but if he can be good and you can add to that rotation, you bring in an Alonso or another bat, this is a team that can contend for the World Series. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to win it, but they were a playoff team last year without all these things that we're talking about.
Jim and Peabody, thank you so much for calling KJ and Lions. Happy Thanksgiving. You're on the air. WEEI.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I've been listening to EEI for 2 days now, and it sounds like deja vu from last year. You remember we were bitching last year over their first signing? How'd that work out for us?
I don't remember anybody bitching about Garrett Crochet last year.
Everybody was bitching about Chapman. Why are we wasting money on a 30-something age reliever when we need starting pitching? That's what everybody was saying last year. And then they got Crochet, and everything changed. And look at the season they had. If Anthony doesn't go down, who knows? They beat the Yankees for sure. Who knows? Maybe they go to the World Series this year. So I'm not sweating nothing over this Sonny Gray thing.
Jim, thanks so for
decent numbers for a number three pitcher, but that's it.
Thanks, Jim, for the call.
And I think that was kind of my point originally last segment. If you missed any of it, by the way, Odyssey app is free, of course, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff, is I think this Gray signing, I'm going to be curious how it fits in the larger picture of their offseason. Like, if this is the only significant pitching move they make, or dare I say the only significant move they make, I'm going to be frustrated. But if this is one of three or four moves they make, KJ, like last year, the caller mentioned Chapman. That was one of Chapman, Bregman, Crochet. Oh, by the way, all three of those guys made the All-Star team, the only three All-Stars, three guys they brought in.
I actually thought that Chapman was being brought in to be a setup guy, and they were still going to go get somebody.
Awesome,
and he ended up being a closer, right.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is how does it fit in the – because let's be honest, last year, if they had only done Chapman, then we wouldn't really like their offseason. But when it's Chapman, Crochet, and Bregman, that's a really good offseason overall. This year, John, if it's just Sonny Gray –
John, you know what this Sonny Gray signing feels like? It feels like a protective measure by management and ownership. Let's do something now instead of, because you remember in the last few years it was like, oh, we're already at the winter meetings and nothing has happened.
Yeah, because right? Crochet was what, December 11th last
right.
year? Because you and I were on the air right after it happened. Yeah.
Well, I was on the air when it seemed like that Sunday where it was like all Rondon didn't come and all these, and it's like Trevor's story. Like, hey, this is the first big. So it feels like they're trying to get ahead of the story. So when by time you get to the end of the winter meetings, the Red Sox are going to lose out on some players. That's just what's going to happen. But right now, no one can sit there and scream, the Red Sox haven't done anything about pitching and here we are. Well, they can say, we've done something about pitching. We got another starter. We're not going to commit to what number they are in the rotation, because if they say the number two, then you would say, is this the best that they could get? Are they just giving up? Did they fight for anybody else? Right? Because remember the whole Juan Soto, like last year at this time, it seems like 5 years ago, the Red Sox are a key player in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. And remember, I started joking was, okay, so since you didn't get Juan Soto and you might have been $100 million short, where's the $600 million you're going to spend?
Yeah, and you were right. And you look at last year, what they did, I mean, they gave Bregman $40 million for 1 year. They gave Chapman a decent-sized deal, and they gave Crochet $170, whatever it was. So
goodwill hunting is what I call it, but not like
they
the movie.
They did use a chunk of it, but again, if you're going to – because I just look at this, and I look at the Blue Jays going to Game 7, and now the Blue Jays add Dylan Cease. The Yankees are going to get Garrett Cole back after the Tommy John missed year. I don't think the Red Sox are that far away from those teams. They're not there, but I don't think like where they were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it felt like they were miles behind those teams. I feel like they've closed the gap quite a bit, but there's still that second step. Because even look at the Yankees, right? Garrett Cole comes back. Well, they have Max Fried too, right? The Blue Jays just signed Cease to add to a rotation that went to the World Series. Just in your own division, you're going to need that other guy, I think, and I don't think, again, I like Sonny Gray. I think he's a good piece in your rotation. I don't think he's that guy, though.
So the other side of the Sonny Gray acquisition may be this. By getting Sonny Gray in there, you get insurance to potentially put together some type of package to get you a number 1A starter.
Yeah.
And that package may involve someone who's on your pitching staff now, right? So where we're talking about how you're bringing people in, does this mean you're willing to part with one of your arms, right? Do you do a sign and trade with Giolito? Do you extend Giolito and then move him? Is that something you put together in a package to give up something like Giolito as a sign and trade and add a player to the package? Because I think if Joe Ryan is really something that you go back and address, it's probably going to have to be, as you mentioned earlier, maybe it's going to be a pitcher and a player for Ryan and some prospects, right? So, do they take a contract and eat it? Are they ones that say, maybe we do take Yamamoto's, we take Yoshida's contract and maybe do a signing trade with Giolito, and now you get it to some money that makes sense because now you're looking at about $38 million, somewhere around $35 million, and if you're going to have that going out the door, you're going to have to take that back in some regard. I think that's the only way it happens. There's a player you've got to pawn off, but you've also got to be able to pawn off a pitcher that Minnesota would be able to be willing to use.
Yeah, and that's where, like, when you look at Sonny Gray, the other piece of this is we can like him all we want, and he can be a good piece for them. I mean, we are talking about a guy who's 36 years old. After next season, he'll be 37. Like, it's a short-term thing, too. Like, contract-wise, it's a short-term thing, but age-wise, it's also a short-term thing. Like, Garrett Crochet, that's a long-term thing, right? I would assume Connelly Early is a long-term thing. Bayo, unless he's involved in some blockbuster trade, would be a long-term thing. Gray, even if he ends up being your answer for the number two this year, which would be awesome, I'm not anticipating that, it would still be a short-term thing, just given his contract and his age.
All right, it's Thanksgiving, and while most of the times, like, instead of drafting the best plate and who had the best plate, next, myself, John, and Jackson have the nastiest Thanksgiving food draft. Who ends up with the nastiest food of Thanksgiving? Next here on KJ and Lions on WEEI. Thanks for joining.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving! Time to spend with family, sit around, bust out the air freshener from eating too much food. It's always bad when it's vanilla. Vanilla does not work, or lavender does not... Oh, God, it's even worse in here. Oh, gosh. How many plates deep do you go, John?
Well, so I usually have two today, and then one tomorrow.
Okay.
And then one Saturday. And if I have enough leftovers, I'll have one on Monday.
Jackson, how many plates do you usually do?
I follow the same
routine.
Thank you. I just brain farted there. Yeah, same routine. I probably have like two or three.
Get some of that spray
plates
out for that too. Jeez.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe 2.5 plates on the Thanksgiving, and then the day after is just a madhouse.
Would you be shocked if I told you I do one plate today and one plate tomorrow as a 6'4" guy?
That's it.
That is it. Only because I love the turkey, but I hate that just sleepiness of it, and I've determined that I can't do that twice in a day, right? So it's kind of like I can't be like, oh, yeah, turkey, Phil, tryptophan. All right, go back and eat more turkey, tryptophan. And I think the reason why I can't do that now is because there's a third NFL game, right? Before there was a third NFL game, I could do two plates. One plate after, you know, in that Detroit game where people are not really watching the game anymore. Detroit was bad for years. And then towards the end of that Dallas game, once you see that Dallas is most likely starting to lose, you laugh at the Cowboys fans that are in the room. If you live other places here, it's kind of like everybody's a Patriots fan and would laugh at the Cowboys. And then there was no third game that night. So I do like to stay up for that third game that night. What I do is I double up on the desserts on day one and then reduce them the following days because they'll dry out.
Okay.
Right. So
I just like to have full Thanksgiving dinners multiple days in a row.
So you don't wander to the fridge at like midnight on Thanksgiving night?
God, no. That's how heart disease and all that stuff
I don't do that either.
I already stress enough. Have you seen the cortisone levels around my body just from working in the broadcast industry? My goodness, I look like the guy who leads the kids out of the junkyard and turns them into instruments, okay? So, you know, like I got to watch this stuff as time goes on. All right. Before we get into our Thanksgiving worst plate draft, here's how it works. Instead of saying, turkey can be nasty, here's what do. Each of us will draft an item. There'll be three nasty-ass items on the plate. And then through texting or calling, 617-779-7937, whose Thanksgiving plate are you just like, bro, that is absolutely disgusting. That is rabid. Whatever you want to use, just rancid. It's disgusting. So I'll get us a little theme music here. Ah. Feels pumpkin spicy already, doesn't it? All right. So, Jackson, since you're our guest, first, we thank you for coming to the KJ and Lions home. Next time you show up, please bring liquor or a libation. I'm forgetting.
Yeah, but
you will draft the first nasty item first on your plate. It is what?
That would be the Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
That was going to be my number one pick, Jackson.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. God. Well, I do have another one that, but I'll have to.
Oh, hey, good. That's why you have the number one overall pick.
Yep.
Man.
I'll have to use that for my second pick.
So
Brussels sprouts are just like
that's nasty.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lions, you're next.
So I'm going to go cranberry sauce here. Never been a fan. Never liked it. Yeah, rarely ever. Like, I tried it a couple times, and other than that, it sits there on my table. Other people eat it, not me, though.
Okay, so you took one of mine as well, so that means I've got to go through my draft picks. My first round draft pick of the nastiest thing is boiled cabbage. Smells great when cooking. Boiled cabbage. Oh, all right, so far, we've got Brussels sprouts on Jackson's plate, cranberry sauce on John's plate, boiled cabbage on my plate. So I take the second draft pick as it goes. So this round it would go KJ, then Jackson, then Lions. So I'm going to upset some people. No, I'm not. I'm good because I have one here. I'm going to go with cornbread. Look, I don't like cornbread at all. I don't like sweet bread like that.
I don't
that.
Have it on Thanksgiving, but I like it.
Cornbread on my plate for Thanksgiving. Bypass it already. Jackson, what you got next?
So the second one, this might anger some people or the traditionalists, if you will. Turkey. White
Whoa.
Meat specifically.
Wow.
The dark meat's better.
White meat turkey. What are you? You've lost. We should kick you out of the house.
Dude, it's just too dry sometimes. And then, I mean, we're making the worst plate ever. So if you mix the dryness of a bad cooked turkey and the Brussels sprouts, those are just two things you don't necessarily need in your mouth at the same time.
I'm going to go
Pause.
Here.
Pause.
My next one. I'm going to go
Jackson. He's got Brussels sprouts and white meat in his.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah, I don't want that Jackson on my plate.
I'm sorry, I'm a 10-year-old, but so is Cam Newton. All right, John Lyons, your second round pick.
Green bean casserole.
Oh, that's a good nasty one.
Yeah.
Green.
First of all, I don't like green beans. And then putting them in a casserole to try to dress them up and make them good. No, doesn't do it.
Wow. So this is going to be a tough choice for our listeners of who has the nastiest Thanksgiving Day plate so far. On Jax's plate, he's got Brussels sprouts and white meat turkey. And sometimes he might have both in his mouth at the same time. John's got cranberry sauce and green bean casserole. I've got boiled cabbage and cornbread. So John, then myself, and then Jackson will do the final round. John, what is your next nasty?
Can I go outside the box here and give you a drink?
Sure, if you want.
Bad wine. Imagine cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, and then a glass of really bad wine to... I don't like wine in general, but just, you know how there could be really bad
wine. So how would
you
know it's bad?
Because I've had it before. I just, don't really like it.
You know, you sound like my wife. My wife has to drink, like, Moscato with sugar poured in it. It's like, that's not wine drinking. That's Kool-Aid drinking, you know, with alcohol in it. So
it's just sweetener, right? Yeah, that you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you get, you know, your wine and three sugars. You know?
That meal sounds like drinking orange juice after you brush your teeth.
Oh, jeez.
Well, what
just
if
had
you
a physical
use
reaction
fluoride
to
free?
That,
yeah, so all right. I guess that's me. So this is a controversial one, but I'm going to go with ham. And the reason why I say I don't want ham on my plate is, one, to me, it's just super salty. Why don't I just pour my just entire salt shaker down my damn throat? And then there's that piece of fat that's on the ham sometimes you catch, and it's like just eating I feel like I'm eating the pig's stomach in live time inside of the damn it's just absolutely disgusting.
I'm right with you there. Yeah, that little piece of fat that you think is going to taste good, but it's just like a rope.
Oh, God, yes, God.
That's nasty.
All right, so Jackson, what is your last one?
My last one is a dessert. Pecan pie? No, thank you, sir.
Wait, I'm going to have to slap you. Pecan pie? Get the hell out of here.
First of all, the pecans are too hard. They hurt your teeth. Second of all, it's too sweet. And then mixed with the turkey and the Brussels.
But you're not an omnivore here. Like, and even omnivores can eat plants and nuts, right?
Oh, no, I mix plants and nuts, but just not these ones.
You said bees? All right, so there is the nastiest plate for Thanksgiving, and one has a libation drink as well. Who has the nastiest Thanksgiving plate dinner in front of them? Is it Jackson with Brussels sprouts, white turkey meat, and pecan pie? Is it John with cranberry sauce and green bean casserole and bad wine? Or is it KJ with boiled cabbage, cornbread, and ham? 617-779-7937. Or you can text in the nastiest Thanksgiving plate draft. Who's got it? Jackson, KJ, or John? We continue next with KJ and Lyons on your Thanksgiving here on WEEI. Happy holiday.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.